The Boston Red Sox opened their 2016 season today in the same spot where their disappointing 2015 season came to an end. Their loss in Cleveland 6 months ago gave the Sox a dismal record of 78 wins against 84 losses and their second consecutive last-place finish in the American League East. So, for a preview of this season, we turned to Boston Globe sports writer Alex Speer and asked him to compare this year's team to last year's.
This is a Red Sox team about which there's not a great deal of certainties. They signed David Price, one of the best pitchers in baseball. So by virtue of that alone, they look like a considerably better team. They also had a couple of players who performed among the worst in baseball last year in Hanley Ramirez in left field and Pablo Sandoval at third base. Both of them remain on the team, but Hanley Ramirez is no longer at the position where he proved such a great detriment defensively to the Red Sox, while Pablo Sandoval is now on the bench. The Red Sox certainly hope that they're a much better team, but there are a number of players about whom there are questions that make it difficult to say with absolute certainty that, yes, this is now going to be a playoff team.
All right, let me ask about pitching. David Price, he's the number one starter. You say he makes the Red Sox a better team, but does he bring enough to make them a contender?
David Price probably gives the Red Sox an extra handful or so of wins single-handedly, and then you're suddenly looking at a team that's very close to that wild card consideration. They also added another excellent closer in Craig Kimbrell, who has just an incredible arm and gives the team maybe another couple of wins.
Well, some people argue that the starting pitching staff after Price is a question mark.
Sure. The difficulty of projecting the rest of the starting rotation is simply that none of them have consistent year-over-year track records. Rick Porcello was brought in last year, and he had what was kind of a significant down year. And so which one is he going to be in 2016? It's hard to say. Clay Buchholz was an excellent performer for half of last year, but then he got injured and was a non-performer for the second half of last year. So there's kind of a Jekyll and Hyde characterization of his career as well. Joe Kelly looks like he has all of the promise in the world. However, he's never thrown more than 135 innings in a season, so you don't know exactly how to project him. So it would be impossible to say that there aren't questions that characterize the pitchers behind Price.
Let's go to the batter's box. Will this be a fun team to watch this season, and will it be productive?
I think that it's a pretty dynamic team. The most enjoyable thing, I think, in baseball to watch is youth, in part because there is that element of the unknown and this kind of sense of limitless possibility. And I think that in Mookie Betts and Xander Bogaerts, the Red Sox have probably two of the most dynamic young talents in baseball, and two guys who are really exciting because none of us know exactly how good they can be. That doesn't mean necessarily that they're going to be better than they were last year when they were both really, really good, but it means that there's a great and tantalizing sense of the unknown with them and of this idea that they can continue to get better. Beyond that, you have David Ortiz, certainly, who's going to be an endless subject of fascination in his final major league season.
Big Poppy, it's his swan song year. He's not been known recently for starting a new season strong. How do you think he's likely to be this year, given that it's his last?
I have no idea. He's had seasons where he's been great out of the gate, seasons where he has struggled out of the gate, as with last year when really up until mid-June or so, there were questions about how the Red Sox might proceed in terms of alterations to his role. I think that there is going to be an adjustment period, though. Baseball players are creatures of routine, creatures of habit, and David Ortiz's habits are going to be altered slightly by the fact that there is going to be this kind of distinctive fanfare surrounding his arrival in virtually every city that he visits.
And finally, Alex Speer, you've been watching this team play down in Florida and elsewhere during spring training. Do the Red Sox seem to you to have a better shot than last year at getting to the playoffs?
Well, when the Red Sox broke camp last year, at the beginning of 2015, I thought they stood a very good chance of making the playoffs. So I may be the wrong person to whom you're asking that question, but I do think that the addition of David Price and Craig Kimbrell puts them in a materially better place than they were a year ago. That said, you know, I do think it's a team that faces perhaps more obvious question marks than I'm accustomed to seeing at the conclusion of spring training. That's really kind of the excitement of the game.
Alex Speer, sports reporter for the Boston Globe, thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thanks, Bob. A pleasure.